Proclamation number 1153, dated the October 30th, 1939. Natural phenomena. Temperature. Star. Predictions. Time flies and people don't change their mind. Untold souls will perish, unless the Lord still offers them his love in the last hour, when he will bring the horrific destruction of all worldly things home to them. And therefore pay heed to days which will significantly differ from the usual time of the year. The lower the sun stands, the brighter will be its shine, and extraordinary heat will astonish people. This will give rise to all kinds of assumptions. People will look forward to the approaching time partly with cheerful confidence and partly with anxious reservations, and the human being will be inclined to acknowledge supernatural activity. Yet only few consider their relationship to God. They don't realize that God himself wants to direct their thoughts to him. They don't even try to look for a connection between him and the extraordinary natural phenomena. Indeed, they very quickly get used to it and don't derive the slightest benefit for their soul. For if only they would pay attention, they would understand the call from above. But if they do not consider their relationship with the Creator, they remain earthly minded and don't accept any spiritual gift. And all these extraordinary natural phenomena are expressions of spiritual activity by powers which are subject to God and willing to serve Him. More spiritual currents will emerge and make themselves known to people in various ways, and yet people will not spend much thought on them, for the power of darkness has tremendous influence and fights against all spiritual recognition. It tries to weaken the divine. Consequently, humanity will only ever pay attention to earthly events and remain indifferent to God's activity in nature, even though people clearly will be beneficially affected by them. Just a small number see God's hand reaching out to people and try to enlighten their fellow human beings, but they only acknowledge physically perceptible benefits and not an instruction from above that intends to cause a change of human thought. And in this time of well-being, caused by the sun's extraordinary effect at an unusual time, an event will take place which should even make spiritually blind people think. A star will separate itself from the firmament and change its path. This star's radiance will far exceed all others. It will shine brightly at night and approach Earth, so that this appearance, too, is unusual for people, and yet at the same time demonstrates that the Creator of heaven and earth is in full control and thus also dictates the movement of stars according to his will. Once this star becomes visible, humanity will be getting ever closer to the spiritual turning point. It is offered so much spiritual assistance that it really only needs willpower to accept this help, yet it grows ever more obstinate, its thinking becomes ever more deluded. And the time is not far away of which the Lord said on earth that the world will be turned upside down if the human being closes his heart to all spiritual issues. The light will also shine where it is avoided, for the light's radiance will be so bright that it penetrates everything, and even the spiritually deluded person won't be able to avoid seeing, but he wants to reject it anyway, and thus in the end he will be consumed by the light. For everything bright, light and clear banishes darkness. And the light will defeat the darkness in so far as darkness is to retreat once the light of truth breaks through. And lies and illusions will crumble, but truth will last for all eternity. Amen.